Hi. Today on Christy the Wordsmith, we'll wrap up our six-day examination of acronyms by discussing the origin and history of the word acronym itself. Acronyms, of course, are pronounceable words, generally presented in uppercase, formed from the initial letters of a grouping of words. The term is headed up with the Greek prefix akros, meaning uppermost or highest. The nym of acronym, Greek again, means name, so acronym literally means highest name, or a name produced from the uppermost letters of other words. This term didn't appear in print until the 1940s, gaining traction when such wartime acronyms as radar, NATO, and SNAFU became popular. Now, you may rightly wonder if more contemporary abbreviations like ATM or DIY or IDK are called acronyms. Most word nerds, including myself, prefer calling those formations initialisms, since they don't form pronounceable words. FBI, NFL, OED, BRB, all initialisms. Abbreviations of all kinds help to streamline communication, but they can also make us feel like we're drowning in alphabet soup. There are dozens of dictionaries in print dedicated to abbreviations, initialisms, and our latest topic, acronyms. I'm CTW from MSU and BZNMT. TTFN.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.